Welcome to the Cosmic Dojo. This is Steph Todd, and I'm so excited. I have a good feeling about this today. We're going to be doing some meditation, a little journeying with Lemurians and other star beings. If you think of them as angels, if you think of them as brothers and sisters, beings of light, helpers, helping spirits, healers, guides, anything that you wish that works for you, go ahead and just feel that connection. If you're new to Lemurians and how they work, that's okay. They have so many wonderful things to offer, a lot of guidance. So I'm super excited. We're going to jump right into this. We're going to be working with the cities of lights. Let's ground first into the Earth Mother, growing roots deep, deep down from our feet, our trunks, our backs, wherever you're guided, and draw those deep into the earth, into the crystal cave or the middle center of your earth, or the mountains, the lakes, rivers, wherever you're guided to send your roots. So if you wish to imagine a beautiful gold and a green coming up, those beautiful roots grounding you, also taking from you what's not yours, giving it to the earth to heal, coming up your legs. And the gold and the green, I'm seeing them brighten up our root chakra, helping it to align, helping it to bring in some clarity, helping us to feel connected. And then it's coming up, the gold and the green, to our sacral, mixing with the orange. Where the green and the gold, I'm seeing them come in kind of like the scrubbers. They're coming in and they're polishing the orange. They're not mixing colors with the orange. They are mixing energy. But this is more of just to be a brighter orange. Also in alignment, really coming in here to open up creativity. This is where we manifest, healing any energies here that aren't serving us. Anything that's not ours, sending it all down these roots for the earth to heal. Okay, and then coming up to the solar plexus. Again, the gold and the green, scrubbing that yellow to a beautiful, bold, shiny yellow. Very luminous and bright. This can be a power place. It's our willpower. A lot of it's how we feel about ourselves or what we think about ourselves. I'm hearing letting go of judgment. Letting go of all that is, that old ways of you, letting that go. So all that is not serving you, all that is an older part of you, older paradigm, older archetype. I am seeing coming up between the heart chakra and the solar plexus. I'll just call it what I was taught, but the infusion node. And I'm really seeing a link now between the solar plexus, the yellow, and then our green or magenta or pink, however you see your heart energy. I'm seeing this space in between there, this node is really helping to come in. And I'm seeing it like rubber bands, like it's helping the solar plexus stay in shape. Like the rubber band is around the chakra and then it's anchored to this node. And then the same as a rubber band around our heart chakra, also anchored to that node. So it stays in alignment. And they're asking, so if we can bring this gold and this green into our infusion node. So you can see it like a little vortex. You can see it as a little mini chakra. You can give it its own color, whatever that works for you. There is no right or wrong here. Your intention already brings you there. And it's a really beautiful place to come in and just kind of clean up some of this energetic residue, a little bit of like the hard job that it was doing, this node. And its principle, it's why it's here, it's functioning, and it's helping to keep things in line. It's helping take from the solar plexus and the heart to do some of the work. There's a lot here that it's doing. So honoring and acknowledging this space, being grateful for what it does, allowing this gold and this green to come in and buffer it up. And if you want, you can use scalar waves here too. You can do our spirit-to-spirit communication, our contact, our connection. Set the intention that we call in the Great Spirit, scalar waves, any intentions for healing, for clearing, activating. I'm seeing a lot of teal. That's what it is for me. I think that space, it looks like a bright teal color. But what's nice is you can imagine it, anything that works for you, that if it's maybe not a circle, maybe it's a different shape, maybe it's just a seeing or a feeling, whatever that is for you, you can come back to this place and do a lot of work with it here. It's weird. It's like it's saying it's taking in the secondary reactions or the secondary emotions. Like this node is taking in some of what is going on with our heart chakras and then our solar plexus, and it's coming in to kind of do a little bit of filtering. This is funny, but it reminds me of some of the coral or fish. They just kind of will put these nets out, and they catch all the little microscopic, all these little fine particles that are floating around in the ocean. That's how they get their nutrients. That's how they grow. That's kind of what I'm seeing this little node do, is that it's able to come in and filter. It kind of helps. It's like the substitute teacher. It's needed, but not all the time. And so scalar waves, if you're directed to use them any other ways. So scalar waves, how I see them come down, it looks like lights, or kind of looks like a rain cloud. Like I'll just park a rain cloud over somebody, and then it's just a light show, all these different lights. And sometimes it does look like rain, but they're colors and they're just coming into the person's auric field. It might be cutting through something energetic that's maybe a little hitchhiker, something that's around somebody. It can work in the inside. I just feel right now, go with where you're guided to go with these scalar waves or with these colors. So there's the bright green, the rejuvenation, cleanser, purifier. There's that negative green Cindy Dale talked about. It kind of comes in as like the deep, deep cleansers, to really get in there and break it off or break it apart. I also still see magentas and purples, bright teal, of course, gold. And connect to your heart chakra. So that green, that beautiful green and that gold, wrapping it around your heart. And you can go as far as you wish. Scalar waves are the universal and pre-universal energies and frequencies, or the universe, the cosmos. And what it does is it really brings in a lot of the frequencies, the lights, the experiences through vibration and color. And purposes of healing and with intention, we can direct it where to go. They can look like lightning bolts, falling flowers. It can be rain, healing fires in colorful flames. And the scalar waves, sometimes I just say, just bring me the lights and the frequencies of which I need to heal or release or to recenter, to align, to come in and restore. There's a number of different things that I kind of call it in to do. And then I'm seeing us ground from above, sending our roots up into the heavens, allowing it to connect with all that is, the creator, and having them send down this beautiful gold light. And it's sending down the heaven honey, the beautiful, the sparkly, the gold. And it's all with the intention that we are rooted and grounded from above, that we're open channel for divine wisdom and knowledge. So here, if you can, I encourage you, if you can open up your eighth chakra, so that's above your head. And with the intention that it will close after our meditation here, again, that's like that shaman chakra. So we can do some journeying here. If you see it, maybe you can just imagine a flower opening, blossoming. If you see it as a color, whatever you're seeing here, set the intention to open up that eighth chakra. And go ahead if you want. You can cleanse it with that heaven honey or gold or your own colors that you're seeing. Okay. And then here in this nice relaxed state, We're going to open up sacred space, calling in all the beautiful cardinal directions to the winds of the south, the west, the north, and the east, above, below, within. Calling in all the earth creatures and beings, all the kingdoms of the earth, the elements, including ether, and any and all of our teams, guides, angels, beings, that our journey today all be for our best or better, that all knowledge, wisdom, messages be of divine truth, as it is our birthright to truth. And may this guidance and wisdom help us on our journey from today here on out. Help with memory recall. Remember any parts of us. Help bring out our intuition, our clarity, receiving messages. Let it help with any intuitive gifts we wish to work on or hone, activate, play in. They're showing me they're giving some of you a compass. Like all of a sudden I'm seeing this little compass kind of go into your third eye. And they're saying City of Lights. It's kind of like they're making a little map for you. I don't know if you're going to pay attention necessarily to the coordinates, but you might have a sense of knowing maybe if you're not connected with the directions, that this would help you with that. The directions of maybe you just need to face a certain way, the direction of receiving its guidance and wisdom. But then also its ability to help you. So help you navigate, help you receive messages, help walk with you on your journey. Help you to understand more of yourself, help maybe put up that mirror, help in a lot of different ways, whatever that is for you in that moment. And they'll change time to time. And that eighth chakra, I'm seeing it pretty open for everyone. You might not feel connected to it yet. Sometimes it's kind of like a little baby bird hatching out of a little egg. Sometimes it's kind of like, where am I? What's going on? There's something new kind of waking up within you and around you. But you don't quite have your senses yet. Maybe that's what that compass is. And to see if there's any pathways to take to your mountain, or if you just show up with your mountain. Here you can call in any specific angels or power animals, any beings, any support, colors, anything you wish if you want to journey. I have my mushroom jasper with me here. And I feel like there was another thing they said, but I'm not recalling it right now, so we'll just proceed forward. So if you're feeling connected from above and or below, just kick back and I will read to you. And imagine any energies that are coming in with you. Imagine if there's anyone that wishes to speak to you. Is there a remembering? Is there anything they have to say to you that they can share? So these high vibrational beings within the cities of light would like to connect with you now to bring you activation and purification. Allow Archangel Michael to be around you to guide you in this process. Imagine if you can that you're at Mount Shasta, connecting to the cities of light underneath. A golden gate opens up for you as you connect to many ascended beings of light, such as Saint Germain, Saint Francis, Serapis Bey, Ashtar, Metatron, Kuan Yin, Brigitte, Pele, Siddhartha, the Jesus. Allow your ascended family of light to raise your vibration. so that the door is opening for you and it becomes bigger. Or you become bigger. And you're guided through the gate by your family of light in this elevated state. So here in the mountains, if you can see what's around you, you're breathing the air. You're looking around and you see your light family members. Some of cosmic origin, some as Pleiadian, and others of Lemurian origin. And here they're guiding you through a multidimensional healing chamber where there's many crystals and they're used by your healers surrounding you. Imagine they're having you lie down on a healing table where you feel completely comforted, supported. You're not in pain. You're able to release, to let go. And here your brothers and sisters of being, they begin the Lemurian healing and cosmic activations. Together, you reflect on the stories of the conflicts of humanity seen from the surface and the inner earth. And also be aware what stones might be coming in. Is there any that you're drawn to that you keep seeing? Is there any that feel familiar? And where they're placing them or how they're using them. Allow your light family to share their peace with you. The oneness and the flow with all that is. They show you their vision of unity and the coming together of civilizations. And with your beautiful brothers and sisters of light around you, receive the divine rays that your healers are working with. These are beautiful energetic filaments that purify and heal, which they are able to focus on a physical location. If there's anything more you would like them to work on, ask them to do so. Stay in this dimension to receive the complete blessings from your family of light. Allow these healers to place crystals in the vortices of your energetic body. Here, these beautiful crystals are clearing the areas from any magnetic influences. And here, there's some beautiful affirmations while you're on this beautiful healing table that I'll share. I embrace the high vibration of the mountaintop. Finding peace, perspective, and etheric portals to my family of light. Through these portals, I arrive in healing chambers of light within the mountain. And here is where you can heal and heal emotions, memories, traumas. You can ask them to work on your DNA. To help take out any programming or images that aren't for your best. Replace them with kind, loving, soul-fulfilling vibrations and images in this beautiful city of light. It's really beautiful. I'm seeing like this warm, it's like a cream color, kind of looks like heavy cream. But it's a beautiful warmth, and they're pouring it over our bodies, and we're staying warm as this beautiful liquid is pouring over us. It's really helping to rejuvenate. It's restoring health in our mental bodies, helping soften and remove any blockages, and opening any doors that open to our pathways for a new sense of being, thriving, healing, and feeling. And they're showing me it's beautiful, like the parts where I'm seeing our heads, they're over the table a little bit, and this beautiful, this warm cream is being poured over our hair. And it's like I'm even feeling a little scalp massage, like we're getting the whole treatment here. And they're saying with our hair, there's a lot of energy in our head. And it's really helping us to let go of those thoughts, let go of any of the stuck energies in our head, our neck. Now I'm seeing them rinse us off with this beautiful, this kind of clear, sparkly rainbow water. And some of this is mixing with our chakras, clearing and purifying, bringing in such a beautiful heavenly vibration, bringing in the nurturing, unconditional love and compassion. And for ourselves and others, this beautiful liquid, as it heals and supports us, as our beautiful brothers and sisters of light offer their beautiful healing for us. And here they're saying they have been waiting for us. It's been a time now since you've been here. You can come here anytime. As we can support and assist you, we can heal. And we can offer beautiful, serene, calming healings, that of which supports you. And they're really working on our third eyes right now. And I'm seeing our throat. And this really beautiful, that rainbow, that clear, sparkly water. As it comes in, it really mixes with our throat chakra. Restoring it, bringing it back into balance. Seeing it as a beautiful, bright, shiny blue. If it's a light blue or a darker blue, or if you don't see blue, it's okay. Whatever else you're seeing, and see that beautiful blue throat chakra spinning. I am seeing this beautiful, this violet flame come from my dragon and just clearing energetically any imbalances. Any old stories. Any blockages. As in a disconnect from ourselves and our gifts. If there's anything in the way, we're asking that this be for our best and better. That whatever opens up, that we have it modulated and integrated at a pace that works for us. And now at our third eye, we can look down and see that throat chakra and send her any and all love and compassion and warmth. And ask that she be in line with our crystalline body, that she attune and activate to the highest dimension in our truth, where it serves us and it's integrated with grace and ease so that we can function and this beautiful third eye, this beautiful sparkly rainbow water pouring over our foreheads. It's also really coming in. It brings in so much light. It's like a beautiful sunshiny day where you're in the basement cleaning and it's dark and dingy. And you see a window covered with very thick curtains. This water coming in, the rainbow water, is exactly like opening up those curtains and letting all this beautiful light flow into your space, helping you to see all that is, to journey with, to feel, to experience. And it's beautiful. I'm seeing our third eyes. They gave us a rose. They're so excited to be joined here and doing this work. And then I'm seeing this beautiful rainbow water come over our crowns and really helping wash away a lot of our thoughts or things that ruminate, any self-doubts, judgments. And we're now going to connect a beautiful arc of light, a bridge of light from our crown. Bring it all the way to your solar plexus. Whew. Just got big goosebumps and body chills when I did that. I'm also seeing it the same, that it goes from our crown to the same place where our solar plexus is and our back. So building another beautiful bridge of light from your crown now to about your mid-back. I'm just seeing a huge, like these projections of this light emanating from the front and the back. It's like this beautiful tunnel of this golden yellow light. So happy to be active, so happy to be in connection, to be online. Bringing in this beautiful knowledge and wisdom from the divine that pours into our crown. Let's now send it down those beautiful light tubes or across that bridge and ask that our solar plexus receive this beautiful divine gift and that it helps to activate that oneness and unity, the connection with others, and our highest selves in connection with Source, to please dissolve any egoic or negative or unpleasant self-imaging or feelings of ourself that aren't serving us, feeling down about ourselves, or being hard on ourselves. I just saw the same thing, this beautiful casting out of light from our hearts. It's opened up at our heart chakra. So where it is in the front is the same as where it's at in the back. Imagine these beautiful cones of light coming from your front and back, opening, receiving, sending, and acknowledging. Now it's sending energy, this beautiful, I'm seeing it both as magenta and like a beautiful darker green. This light pouring from my heart, also joining on that beautiful bridge of light and going into our solar plexus. I see a join light from the front side as well as on our back side, asking our brothers and sisters of light to help make any adjustments, any attunements, so that it integrates with our body. Let it be for our best. And directly connecting to source with our solar plexus. I'm seeing it as a beautiful rod of light, as if we're laying down on that table still. Seeing this rod of light shoot out from our stomach, going to the heavens, as well as on the backside, shooting out from our back, deep, deep, deep into the earth. And it opens up as this beautiful channel, this beautiful tube of light. And it kind of reminds me of like fiber optic cables, where it's instant downloads, instant connection to source, instant knowing and feeling. And it's all these beautiful lights that are coming down this beautiful tube of light. And as it comes down into our solar plexus, into our energy field, I'm seeing these beautiful lights going all over and around our bodies. They're saying these are like little mappings or little information responders. They're little information sensors that they're helping us build on our gifts, our healing abilities, our intuition. And with placing these little sensors all over our body, this is going to help us to stay connected and to feel all these beautiful, beautiful light brothers and sisters around us. And then as it goes through our body, still more of these little lights. They look like those little baby LED lights. They're called fairy lights. That's kind of what they look like. They're randomly placed all over our front side here. Now I'm seeing it go through us energetically. But then also I'm seeing the lights on the sides of us, and now on our backside, all the way around our head, neck, shoulders, arms, our torso, our hips, in the front pelvic region, our buttocks, our legs, feet, all these beautiful little power points, these beautiful information sensors. And seeing them as they choose their location, their little light resting in ours, as they burrow down a little, anchor themselves into our energy. I'm now seeing that beautiful light, that rod, that channel, and all these lights also go out our backside now. So we're still receiving from atop all these lights. It stops to go in and around us, and it's coming out our backside, going deep into this earth. And they're showing me it goes beyond the earth. It goes out through the other side of the earth as we are in the middle of our beautiful mountain on our beautiful healing table. I'm feeling a little foot massage, gentle touch to my arms I'm feeling, and this beautiful harp music I keep hearing. And as this energy goes out through the earth, they bring me to, I think it's another galaxy, but it's almost as if there's this sheet of a view of a window in the galaxy. We're looking through this window now, into a very, very beautiful. I don't see this as a city of light in a mountain. To me, this is on top of a mountain. It's almost like a fairy tale realm. Just these beautiful, tall crystal. It's like a crystal castle. I'm seeing lush greenery, beautiful greens, flowers everywhere. The sun is shining so bright. The warmth feels so good on our skin. And they're saying their compass is at northwest. So where we're looking into this dimension, this reality, this crystal castle place, they're saying is set your compass to northwest and it will open up as a channel for you that soon you will visit the castle and have these beautiful experiences. But for now, we're going to come back into our body. Thank all of the light beings, our brothers and sisters, the mountains, thanking Mount Shasta, the beautiful beings in the City of Lights, all of our helper guides, teachers, our higher self, as well as ourselves. And go ahead and close up any energy channels. Thanking our chakras, the beautiful and amazing healing that which we received, how it will help and benefit us. They're saying give us a day to acclimate. Day and a half, I'm hearing, day and a half. Drink lots of water, rest, move around if you need. Bringing our energies back through into our bodies. Let's go ahead and intend that we close our eighth chakra. We're kind of on that airplane, almost to the runway. We're landing back in home and closing out that chakra. It can be you still want to stay in it. You can ask that it stay open, or you can close it completely. You can leave it partially open, feeling home and in your body. And we ask that sacred space close on its time after the healing has commenced, after the integration, that it run as long as it needs to, but intending that that sacred space close for us. Here we're thanking and blessing all the cardinal directions, all the elements, all the beings of light, the earth helpers, earth herself, the ethers, all the planets, anything and everything that was of guidance, assistance, in healing for us and with us. If you'd like, you can cut cords here, cut cords with all the beings of light. The running program of this healing will stay integrated with you. Their healing energies will stay with you while you're processing. So cutting cords is just in the acknowledgement that you were in their vicinity or they came to you and that you're giving them their energy back and you are getting yours back. But it does not mean that it's going to stop the healing. And now let's imagine you're in a cocoon of gold light. It's bringing you warmth, protection while you're healing. We can be vulnerable. So it's allowing you the space for the healing at which you need, the space in which you need to heal, letting all those energies flow, to integrate. So this cocoon is allowing you its own protection, its barrier, and it allows that time for you to process what you're feeling, knowing that you can still discern, that you can still feel others' energies if you want, but that you're also really just focused on you right now. Please listen to any of the needs that you're feeling that's coming up. If you're feeling emotional, if time and place appropriate, if you can, to process. Tears are healing. It's absolutely okay. Sometimes I'll just pop in a sad movie just to help get it out. If you're feeling like you're needing exercise, moving. If you're feeling that you want to just shut in for the night, just sit by yourself, process, write things down, journal, that would be fantastic. There's a part that you can take any and all components or take a small section of it and process it out, any of which ways that work for you. Listen to you and your needs. It's the best way I felt to heal. And please don't put a timestamp on your healing. There is no such thing. We can't rush it. We can't come in and we decide when we're healed. Sometimes it can bring out another layer of something to heal. Even though we've worked on something, there's another little residue or there's another part or aspect of that something that's showing itself. Please give yourself that time and that patience. Please don't judge. A lot of times we'll come in and ask, why is this coming up? Why? I've already dealt with this. I've healed it. What is it saying? This is stupid. I don't want to redo this. There's a lot that your body and your energies are telling you. It's okay to just let them be. Acknowledge them, thank them for showing themselves to you, and really just, it's about releasing it, thanking it, honoring it. I release to the angels, the heavens, whatever that is for you. Please acknowledge that you're going to be a few different energy spaces. You might be feeling physical, or you might be feeling emotional, or you might be sensitive and you don't know why. And this isn't common all the time, but there are things that can come up. And if there is a process that you're feeling it's going too quickly, you're uncomfortable, I put a dial on everything. If what you're experiencing is at like a 5 or a 10, I would drop it down to a 1, a 2, something that's manageable and where you are feeling in control and empowered. The point isn't to overwhelm you. The point is to try to do this with grace and ease. If your higher self is really wanting you just to say, hey, we got to really push this crap out, this, there's a lot, it's going to happen. Sometimes we just got to energetically go with it. But most times we are able to come in and integrate and be at a pace that works for us. Please drink lots of water. And what I read a little bit from was a Lemurian Star Child Oracle set. It's a deck with this really awesome, it's like 350 pages, this book. It's really great. There's a couple cards that I had pulled for this meditation, and I was drawn to the City of Lights card, and I did read from some of that. I would read a little bit and then channel and really dive into what they were saying. So this is a fantastic deck if you're guided to it. It's by Leanne Carpenter and Michelle Kroon, and I apologize if I am not saying his name correctly. Go ahead and journal if you would like any of your experiences. Meditate on this. You can call in these aspects or parts of the meditation to take it further, to deepen, to ask questions. You can pop into the space anytime. Thank you. I appreciate everything, all your love and support. I'm so happy to be of service and to be here with you. As for now, we'll call this a healing, and so it is.